This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah.
Get ready for
the Living Mishnah.
Okay, our Mishnah today is number 719 in our series, dedicated as a zechut for a full shalema for my grandson, Yaakov ben Leah, Yishmeyo Ha'el. Our Mishnah today is in Masechet Demai and Amayim and Albaz, using pictures and cartoons to illustrate the Mishnah. I thank Stanley Shamash for dedicating the class. It should be zechut for Ezra ben Rachel and Avram Chaim ben Bella, Aleim HaShalom. The Mishnah is in Demai, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Beis, and it's going to tell us that sometimes you have to take off Chuma and Meiser to spear someone else from eating Teva. So the Mishnah is going to bring three cases of somebody who has vegetables that are Demai. Demai means we're not sure if the Amaris took off Chuma and Meiser, even though many of them did, we're not sure, so we have to take off Misafek from doubt. So says the Mishnah, HaRotza Lachzom Ali Yarek Lachkami Maso, Lo Yashlich Ad She'yaseher. If, let's say, you wanted to, you know, cut off some of the leaves just to make the load a little lighter. So says the Mishnah, don't do that until you take off Chumot Masrot, because someone who's an Am Aretz might find it, and he's going to eat it, and he's going to think it's that it was already Hufris Chumon Meiser. So therefore, just to protect that person, that he shouldn't eat Tevel or a Suffolk here, so you should take it off first. You should take off from it Chumon Meiser. Okay. That's rule number one. Rule number two, let's say you went shopping and there's prices on the different vegetables and you saw, I guess, a bunch for a dollar and you decided to pick it up and then you decided to put it back. So says Mishnah, Lokech Yarak Minashuk V'nimlach L'hach Zeh Lo Yach Zeh Ad Sheh Asir She'enim Chuzer L'minyan. When you picked it up, the Maisa, you were kind of with a Kenyan of Hagbah, even though you didn't pay for it yet, but no one could take it away from you, you picked it up. So now, if you're going to put it back, you should really take off Meiser and pay the guy, because since it was already counted, you knew how much it was. So it really wasn't missing anything. Aluminium, in other words, you just had to pay for it. But the bottom line, it was in your hands. So you should take off Meiser and pay the guy, the owner, for it, lest someone take it when it was technically yours. And you shouldn't. We know Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh, Jews are responsible for each other. And Chazaka Ein Chaver Moitzi Mitachas Yadav Davar Sheino Masukah. You shouldn't leave something that's not fit for everybody. Last case, Omer V'lokeach V'ra Toan Acher Yafim Menu Mutar L'Achzer Mipnei Shlo Moshach. But let's say you were just standing and looking to buy, and you didn't pick it up. You're like moving things around, but you didn't pick it up. So then you would be allowed, if you see something better, to take it, since the Maisa, you didn't pick it up, but what you weren't kind of yet, so then you don't have to take off Meiser from anything, since, let's say, you were looking on the left side, now you take from the right side, so you don't have to take off Meiser to make it more fit for eating, since you didn't pick it up yet.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.